welcome to the Church of the Redeemer's Weekly Podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this week's sermon, and we hope that you will follow us at www.cotrb.org, and may God continue to bless you.
Thank you, music ministry. Thank you, Reverend, for serving in the booth on this morning, for giving us sound today. And we thank the Lord who has called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. He called you out of darkness. You didn't call yourself. The preacher didn't call you, but he called you. And for that, we are grateful. It's preaching time, and so if you would open up your word, we sit with anticipation on what the Lord will continue to preach to us on this morning. He's been preaching to us all day already. And we began last week, and we'll conclude this week in Psalm 91. So if you would join me in Psalm 91. Psalm 91, and this week we'll begin reading at verse 9, and I'll be reading again from the NIV. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for another opportunity to sit at your feet while you preach to us. What a great honor it is to be called your people. What a great blessing it is to be here in your presence, oh God. And so we pray right now, even, oh God, that you would hide me so that these your people would see only you and hear just your voice. And that because we are anticipating coming away with something that we've never encountered before, we'll be blessed. We're excited to be with you. You are great, you are powerful, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Psalm 91 and verse 9 begins this way. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For a title, for a topic, for a theme on this morning, God says, and he encourages and reminds us, to say, he saw me the whole time. He saw me the whole time. As we said last week, sisters and brothers, Psalm 91 offers to us a promise of protection no matter the circumstances. It encourages us and reminds us to continually put our trust, our very confidence in the Lord, even through and especially the darkest moments of our lives. It's the psalmist here in this psalm that helps us to know that the Lord God is our refuge. Yes, he is our shelter and he alone is our safety. But not only is our Almighty God all-powerful, but today we believe and we know and we hear God saying that he's the omniscient one. He is the God who sees all. The word through the psalmist reminds us that the Lord is able to care for us, to save us, because God can always see us. Even in the dark. And you know how scripture says there's nowhere that we can be hidden from God. There's no circumstance of life, my friends, that can stand between us and our God. And while we are comforted with this understanding and with these truths from God's word, the reality is that it doesn't always feel like God is watching us. Truth be told, it doesn't always seem like the Most High has us tucked away in the secret place. I was in a car accident a few years ago. And in terms of the outcome, it wasn't a major collision. Physically, I was okay apart from a few sore muscles for a little while. Nothing had been broken on the inside except for some false understandings about who God was and who I was. In that case, if we think about it that way, it was a major event. And I realize that's because even in the midst of these dark times, God is always teaching us. He's always helping us to see more clearly about the ways in which he actually cares for us. And it was through that experience I got to understand a little bit better of how God always sees just where I am. You see, it was that experience that revealed to me that deep down on the inside, you know, not the Sunday morning worship part that you see, but deep down on the Monday morning inside, I didn't really believe what the Lord had said. I wasn't really so sure, church, that he would never leave me and never forsake me. And it's those experiences that God allows in our lives that have the potential, if we let them, to teach us and to shine his light in those dark places and to reveal to us those fragile and tender points and those confused and those muddy areas of our minds. And these are the places, y'all, where God desires to strengthen us in our faith. It's in the valleys, church, and in the dark nights with the Lord that he's reminding us that we are still his and we are always seen by him. So it's as we go about our day-to-day business, our ins and out, that something happens and it often takes us off guard. And so I was just driving and something happened and it caught me off guard. And I don't know exactly what happened. All I know is that I lost control. And I thought, how could you let me lose control? Why didn't you tell me, I see you, sister, why didn't you tell me what was going to happen? Why didn't I see it coming? You know, it said, no harm will overtake me. But Lord, it did feel like I slipped and that my foot was dashed against a stone. I thought that meant that God was gone. I thought it meant that somehow in that moment God was absent, that he had taken his hands off me. Maybe he had gotten distracted by someone else, or even worse, maybe he was just paying me back for something that I had done. I thought that this God had let go as it concerned me. And I mean, if he loved me. And I judged that I perceived that his unchanging hand had lost its grip and that I was in a free fall in that moment. And I was clearly not covered and I was clearly not witnessed or seen by God. And in slow motion, I spun out of control. This is your story too. And sideways and into that wall, that mountain, I hit that mountain that had been created by God. How could God allow me to crash into it, his beloved daughter? How could he allow me to hit that wall that had been created by his hands? Now, I have two children that came through my physical body, created through my physical body, and I do all that I can to keep them from crashing into each other, into other things. So how could it be, Lord? How about that, sovereign God? Where was he? I saw the wall coming, or maybe me coming toward it. I saw it, but I didn't think that God saw it. Lord, I don't think you saw my sister when she was about to crash into that wall. Certainly, certainly not. I can't believe, Lord, that you saw my brother when he almost hit that wall. How about my grandmother, my grandfather, when they were beaten? Did you see them, Lord? Did you see what was happening? Surely they were living in your secret place of the Most High, and surely how could you have seen them? And then somehow my body, my car, my life was facing the wrong direction. And I was in danger. I was headed the wrong way. Has anybody here ever felt off course? Have you ever felt like you've spun out of control and were now facing in the wrong direction? And I realized that no matter how fast I was going just a moment ago, it happened. And I couldn't move. This car was stuck. How could you allow this terror by day, Lord? Because you said, Lord, if I say the Lord is my refuge and I make the Most High my dwelling, then no harm would overtake me. No harm would cling to me or fasten itself or catch me or pursue me to the point in which I'm caught or cleave or be joined. And no disaster, you said in your psalm, would come near my tent. No disaster would reach me, would arrive and touch me. But my sisters and brothers, this doesn't mean that we are immune to the most difficult and darkest seasons in our lives. That's not what the scripture is saying. When we immunize our children, it doesn't guarantee that they won't get the flu or that they won't be encountered or infected or affected by the diseases of this world. But we pray that they won't be impacted the same way as those who are without. And we have the very assurance that our lives are in the protective care of the Lord and his warring angels. You know, dangers seen and unseen are only seen and unseen to us because God sees all things. For he will command his angels, the scripture says, concerning you to guard you in all your ways. But not only are we guarded in all of our ways, not only that, but even as we battle in the midst of our darkest and our scariest moments, we are victorious, it says, over all the things of this world. You will tread on the lion and on the cobra, and you'll trample the great lion and the serpent. We are empowered to stand on the neck of the enemy and by prayer and praise to tear down the strongholds. And all the while, our Almighty God sees and watches over us. And nothing can touch us apart from the permission of the all-seeing God. You remember Job? Bible says in the land of Uz, there lived a man named Job, and he was blameless and upright. And he feared God and shunned evil. And the Lord saw his faithfulness. And he said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? And the Lord will set parameters round about you, church. And that touch, it won't be unto death. Because if you know God and you're called according to his purpose, and if you're saved by him, that our bodies may be touched, but only the Lord has our soul. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call to me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. The Lord alone is responsible for saving you. The Lord alone is responsible for your welfare, for your deliverance. And how can he take care of me so? Unless he see me the whole time. And yet we have so many questions as we walk this life of faith. Y'all keep praying. Why, Lord? Why, Lord? Why do good things come to the wicked? Those who spitefully abuse your name and abuse your people. But yes, Lord, we do remember that you told us that vengeance belongs to you. And you will repay in your time. You see everything. We remember when you told us that you blessed us unto repentance, O Lord, that while we were yet in sin, you died for us. And so it's never been about it being fair, Lord, because we don't deserve your mercy. We don't deserve your grace. We don't deserve your faithfulness. And so even while we don't understand it based on what we see, we trust that you see everything. Oh, Lord, we know that you see the works of evil in this world, and you move in your way and in your sovereign time. But why, God, do bad things seem to happen to good people? If you see all things, how can you let it happen? How can the flood waters wash over the just and the unjust? Wow. Have we already forgotten, Lord, that you told us that there is safety in your presence? And that we are invited into fellowship in your secret place. Now, they say that hindsight is 20/20, but I think it's more than that. I think it's by God's Spirit that he can help us to look back over our own lives and look into our circumstances and see what it is that he has to say to us. And he shows us that it's through the twists and the turns and even the collisions in our lives that we are learning lessons about how he is ever watching over us. And it was months later that God started to show me, because now I was opening up myself to see what actually happened on that day. And I asked God in my heart, Lord, how could you? Because I felt betrayed. I'm not alone. And God answered, my daughter, I was there all along. And I allowed you to spin. And yes, you were out of control. It was beyond your control, daughter, but not mine. Because I saw you the whole time. He said, I slowed down time so that you could see that the way that you were going, the way that you were doing your life, was destined to lead you into a wall. I allowed you to see that you were headed the wrong way and that you were headed into great danger of colliding with this and that and them. And by allowing this, I saved you. This was a gift of my grace. This was a gift of my great love. You got to be a grown-up Christian to understand this. That even what the devil might mean for evil, God has a way of turning it around for your good. He can reroute your course and he can reroute your life. And he knows just how to fix it. And he knows just where you are because he's seen you the whole time. He sees you in the midst of it. And while that process might be frightening, my sister, and unexpectedly jarring at times, my leader, the Lord, the one to whom you surrendered your life, he sees you all along. And I didn't see that fuel had been draining from the car, so that this could have been an even explosive situation. You've been there. You've been on the edge of an explosive situation, and you didn't even know how bad it was. But the Lord saw the whole thing. And now the only reason why I knew later that fuel had been leaking and to turn the car off and to get out of it, even in the midst of my shock, was because when I looked up while I was facing oncoming traffic the wrong way, there was an angel. Don't be afraid. He didn't have wings, but he had a cell phone. And he had flares that he was putting out on the road. And it was a tow truck driver, and he was already redirecting traffic so that I wouldn't be hurt. He was already there on the scene, and just in time when I had lost control. But how? How did he know? How did he get there? I didn't call for help. I didn't even know how to speak about what was happening. And the driver said, he said, I saw you. I'm not lying, y'all. He said, I saw the whole thing. He said there had been others who had come along this way, and in that very spot where you spun out of control, they did too. He said, right where you were, Just there, I had seen others go before you, and I was there for them. And so I'm here for you. I'll say that again. He said there had been others who were coming along this same path, this same road, and right there where you lost control, they spun out, and I'd helped them. And so I'm here to help you. He said there had been others who had come before you. This is not new to God. He didn't just get here. He's been doing this for a mighty long time, and there had been others who spun out of control in that very place where you lost control, and I helped them. And so now I can help you. And this is how God is with us, y'all. He didn't promise that we won't spin out. He didn't promise to hold back the night. He didn't promise to hold back the rough seasons of growing, of stretching, of redirecting our lives. But he did promise never to leave us alone. And I know he saw me, because if his eyes are on the sparrow, then I know that he's watching over me. And it's not a first to God. He's got a track record of watching over his people. You know, when your family sold you into the traitors, and you thought that they thought you'd never be seen again, Joseph, I saw you the whole time. You know that time when you were in Pharaoh's grips, church, making bricks out of straw, you were a slave to him. I saw you doing that, and I called Moses a baby out of the river, and I sent him to the palace and into the field to lead you out and through, because I saw the whole thing go down. I saw you the whole time. And then when it looked like generations would be cut off because they said to kill all the baby boys, I saw you, and I encouraged some midwives to break the law so that the baby boys would be saved, because I saw what was happening. I saw it. This is not new to me. I saw it the whole time. And when Rahab, when you and your family were living in the wall and would surely be destroyed, guess what I did? You didn't even know they were on the way, but I sent some spies to come, and you served them out of obedience, and I gave you a way out. You're no different than anybody else, because I love you. David, you remember when you were on the run, you and your crew, and you were hiding out in the caves and being sought and pursued by the one who you thought was a father to you, and you were sought, being pursued by your very own son. Remember that? And you were hiding out, and I was there, and I saw the whole thing go down, and I told you that even though, David, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to be afraid. Don't fear any evil, because I'm your good shepherd, and everybody knows a good shepherd sees his sheep. And so I seen you the whole time, but it hurts sometimes, Lord, because we don't think that you see us. But you know that when they kidnapped you from your home, and they snatched that nurse and baby from your arms, and they packed you in those ships like sardines, you remember that? And then sometimes they threw your body into the ocean. I never left you. I saw the whole thing. When they scattered your broken bones across the diaspora, and they planted you an unknown and hostile and in a violent world, even worse than the one you left, please know that I never left you. But because I love you, I saw you the whole time. And I saw you when they dumped that food on your lap, and they called you a boy, and they spit in your face, and they took your body, and they hung you from a tree. And I cried when it happened, because you belong to me. And I saw it the whole time. I know it hurts, but I've got greater for you. This is not the end. And when you worked twice as hard as they did, and they still overlooked you, and you felt so alone, sitting in the dark like nobody could ever see the pain that you were going through, I want you to know, my daughter, I saw you. I saw you, and I wept with you. And when you were in that house, just a child, and all manner of evil was taking place, and nobody saw you, I had my warring angels circling around about you to make sure that you were okay, and to get you out of midst of that mess. And when you felt the shame and the overwhelming feeling of being alone, don't you know I was standing guard over you, over your body and your soul, and I saw you the whole time. And when you laid there, brokenhearted, feeling left and abandoned, and wondering if you would ever tell somebody about the grief and the shame that was overwhelming you, I saw you. I saw you the whole time. And when the waters rose over your home and it washed away precious memories and the security of having somewhere to live, when you thought that you had nothing to eat, I'm seeing you even right now in the midst of the darkness. And when you had to jump behind a pew or get under the desk because somebody brought a gun in the church and you just wanted to worship, someone brought a gun in the school and you only wanted to learn, and now it's all a big mess. Guess what? I'm not asleep at the wheel. I didn't take a day off. I still see you. I see you because I saw you the whole time, and you belong to me. I have not forsaken you. And when the darkness is trying to drag you out from the secret place, trying to grab at your heels and drag you into the midst of the deep, want to silence you, when the darkness wants to take away your basic human rights and dignity, and while you scream louder and scream louder that you are equal, that you are valuable, and you are a child of the King, and while you organize and you pray and you fast and you fight intimidation and injustice in this wretched nation, while you get weary sometimes, don't get up, don't give up, keep on going, because I see everything. I know what's happening, and I know that the end will be greater than the beginning. I see you, my child, and because I see you, I don't just look at you and walk away, but I do something about it. Because I see you, my child, and you are mine, and I am yours. I care, and I will save you. I will deliver you. I will bring you out. Don't you remember? I've done it before, and so I'll do it again. Yeah, I did. I saw that you needed me, and so I did something about it. If you look back over your life and you think about it, you remember when you thought you were too far gone. You thought that you had spun out and that that wall was the end. You thought that you could never recover, that you had hit the bottom. And when you got to the bottom, you found out that I'm the rock at the bottom. And so I've done this for you before, because I see you when you're on the mountain, and I see you when you're in the valley. And I remember that this world was in such chaos that it could not save itself, because I saw the sin of man's heart. And so I did something about it, because I cared more for you than you cared about yourself. And so I made a decision that because I see what's happening, this can't continue. Don't you know trouble don't last always? Don't you know that weeping endures for but a night, but joy comes in the morning? And I saw you, and I decided I would come myself. And so I wrapped myself in flesh. I was born of a woman, and I came down through 40 and two generations, because I saw that you needed me. And just as present as I was then, I'm here with you now, because I said I would leave you with my comforter. And so although Jesus is not here, his precious Holy Ghost is here. And because I see you, I've given you everything you need. I've given you everything you need to survive in this world. So be encouraged and remember that I love you. You are always invited to the secret place, the place of refuge, the place of safety. And I'll send my angels to watch guard over you. And I see you the whole time. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. To God be the glory for the things that he will do. To God be the glory for the things that he's going to do, because his promises can be trusted. His word, it is truth, and he loves you with a dying kind of love. Would you stand on your feet and give God praise? Hallelujah. 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 He sees you in the midnight, because midnight is but day to him. Hallelujah. He sees your tears. He sees your pain. He sees your confusion. He sees your cares. Give it all to him. He will save and deliver you. Yes, he will. He has not forgotten us, church. The Lord has not sat down as it concerns you. He will do what he says he will do. Amen. Would you celebrate the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 Would you join me in prayer? Oh God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are the Almighty One, the all-knowing One, the all-seeing One. We thank you, oh Lord, that you love us so much that you died for us. And so we pray, Lord God, that this word would resonate with us even as we leave this space, oh God, that we would be encouraged forever to know that you are forever watching us. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As you remain on your feet, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has been moving in this place all morning. Hallelujah. He is so worthy of all praise. And what we do now is that we invite you to make a response to this word. And so our first invitation is for those who have not yet confessed that Jesus is your Savior. You've not yet confessed that God will be your Lord. The story is that the Lord knew that we needed salvation and we couldn't save ourselves. And so he came down, sinless and blameless was he. He walked and he healed and he taught us and he died. He allowed them to crucify him so that your sins and my sins could be nailed to the old rugged cross. And the blood that he shed was on our behalf. It was the blameless sacrificial blood that allows us to have a way back to the Father. And so the work has been done. And now he invites you to come and confess that Jesus will now be the Savior of your life. And our God, our Father, is your Lord. Is there one today? You need to be saved and he can do it. He can turn your entire life around in an instant. He'll make it better. Will you surrender to him today? Is there one? Is there one? You've never confessed him as your Savior. You need to do that. To have eternal security with him. To live with him forever. All you do is confess that you were born in sin and that you need him. He'll cover. He'll wash it away. Are you here today? Perhaps you have already confessed Jesus as your Savior, but you don't have a church home. You don't have a family where you can plug in and bring the gifts that the Lord has given to you in service, in ministry, where a place where you can be encouraged, where you can walk alongside your brothers and sisters in the way that the Lord has for you. Are you here today? We invite you to become a part of this branch of Zion called Redeemer. The Lord Jesus preaches to us every Sunday. We are encouraged through teaching here. We are encouraged through words of affirmation here in his word by one another. Come on, don't do this by yourself. It wasn't intended so. Are you here for salvation today? To become a part of this body of believers, this local branch of Zion called Redeemer? Perhaps you need to be restored. Along the path, the way was dimmed and you went a different way. Well, the Lord still invites you. Come back. He's not turned his back on you. Come on home. Do you need to be restored in your fellowship, in your sweet communion, so that you can re-encounter him in the secret place? We invite you to come for salvation today, to become a part of this body of believers, to be restored in your relationship and your fellowship. Saints are praying for you. If you make this decision of after we leave this place, please find a leader. And if you make this decision when you leave, don't let the sun go down before you have a little talk with Jesus. You don't have to be in the sanctuary for him to save your soul. Is there one? He'll take good care of you. We're witnesses. Are you a witness? Will you testify to somebody that the Lord can take care of you better than anyone?